Hi, I've got a secret to share with you. I'll be narrating a real conversation that happened on Arouser.com, a site where adults share their most intimate fantasies and engage in role play via texting and video. I highly suggest you put your headphones on now. Welcome to your kinky escape. This session involves an Arouser member and chat host, Kiki Miller. It's a fantasy about a slutty soccer mom roleplay scenario that leads to blackmail in the suburbs. The countdown starts in 3, 2, 1. Hey, babe, how are you doing?
I'm good. Wanna play? I'm wondering if you have any roleplay ideas for me. I'm feeling like some debauchery.
I'd love to. Want to do a blackmail scenario? I'm a soccer mom by day. However, I have an extra slutty side that only you know about.
Let's get into it. I'm so down. You're grocery shopping, and then you spot me in one of the aisles of the store. You are stunned to see me, but also not surprised since we live in a small suburban community.
I love this role play idea. I see you and give you a sweet smile from the other end of the aisle. I'm wearing a pencil skirt and a button-down blouse. I just got off work. You catch me in the bread aisle and I say, "Hey, how have you been?" I look a little meek and shy as you begin to walk up towards me. Automatically, I start trembling a little, hoping you'll just say hi and leave. But I still smile sweetly at you to not make things any worse for me. Only you know my secret.
Well, 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 look who it is. Shopping like the good wife and mom you are, huh?
I look you up and down and lick my lips. I was running errands, but I guess I have some time to catch up with you. Why don't we have some fun?
Yes, sounds great, I say with a devilish smile.
Where should we go? In your car, I say anxiously.
Actually, I have a better idea. I start to lead you down to the aisle with all the condoms.
I blush harder and harder as we approach the aisle. Wait, we can't do it here, I say in a sharp whisper. What if someone sees us? Wait, please.
Don't be stupid, I say. I start looking at the products and then I hand you a large bottle of lube from the condom aisle. Come on, let's go pay for this.
I blush harder, feeling stupid as we go up to the counter. I awkwardly pay for everything as you wait for me, holding a grocery bag full of lube and condoms instead of groceries.
I pull you by the arm back to the cashier. You got a bathroom in the back? She wanted to try out the lube right away. The cashier gives me a gross look.
I catch myself stuttering as I try to reply to him as he looks me up and down. The cashier laughs and tells me to follow him. He leads us to the bathroom and says, "It's dirty and looks like it rarely gets used," he says, as he gives you a wicked smile and walks away. I'm so ashamed, but there's nothing I can do or say. I open the bathroom door and smile at you again. "Well, how should we start?"
I pull down my pants. "Get sucking, bitch."
I hesitate for just a second before doing as you say. I know there's nothing I can do to get out of this. I take your cock and slide it into my mouth, starting to suck.
I hold your head with my hand. Holy fuck. You always had a wet mouth.
I blush hard again as I feel you taking control. I keep sliding my head up and down your hard cock. If I don't do as you say, I know you'll show everyone how I let my stepson fuck me.
All right, bend over, baby. I want to take that ass now.
I do as you say. Sliding your dick out of my mouth, I turn around and bend over deep for your cock, blushing as I show off my bare ass to you.
I step forward and push my thumb right into your ass. Your husband still never does this to you.
I let out a squeal as you slide your thumb inside me. "No, he hasn't," I say as I'm trembling. My stepson tried it, but that's as far as he got with it, I say, grunting under my breath.
I take my thumb out and push my dick inside of you raw without a condom. I still can't believe you let me do that without permission.
I squeal again as your cock pushes deep inside of my ass. I thought you wanted me to. My ass is clenching hard over your thick cock sliding in.
I pull your hair back next. You stupid whore. I want you to leave the lube you bought on his desk tonight. It'll give him ideas.
I'll blush hard again, but I just nod up and down for you. Yes, I'll do it. Just please don't tell anyone. No one can know what we did together, I continue grunting as your cock throbs inside me.
Don't give me orders, cunt. Just tell me what's happening to you right now. I slam into you more rapidly.
I gasp and squeal as you keep slamming your cock inside of me. You're fucking my ass in a grocery store bathroom. I'm blushing so hard, my body shaking as you hammer your cock into me.
I'm gonna come. You better swallow every drop.
I'll swallow it all, I groan, eager for it to stop my ass already getting so sore from your hard cock. I groan, thinking of how I'll explain my odd walk to my husband.
I pull out and push you to your knees.
I fall down for you and grab onto your cock. I stuff it into my mouth, starting to suck it. I'm robotically moving my mouth on it, how I've learned you like it.
Fuck! I shove my dick into your throat and come.
I gag hard as you thrust it deep down my throat. My eyes roll back as I start to gag and choke on your cock. I take every drop of your hot load in my throat.
You better clean me up next, you bitch. You better clean me up next, you bitch.
I sigh and start doing as you say. Swallowing the cum, I start dragging my tongue all over your cock. I move my tongue down, licking all over your balls, too.
All right, that's enough, soccer mom. I lead you out of the store. Passing the cashier, I say, thanks, man. Turns out, she just wanted it raw after all. Am I right?
I look so humiliated as I nod up and down at the cashier. Yes, that's right, I say, as the words barely coming out of my mouth.
He has a disgusting look on his face as he licks his lips and nods at you. All right, tonight you're going to say yes to anything your stepson wants. Get it?
I blush hard and stare down at my feet, ashamed. Yes, whatever he wants. I nod at you. Are you filming it this time too? I blush.
Why don't you suggest it to him first? Then give the video your stepson to record the two of you together. Then you'll be handing that video over to me.
I look even more humiliated, knowing I just gave you that idea. I nod and get in my car, starting to head back home. I can't believe I agreed to this again. You got me good this time. I have to go home and do what you say for this all to be over now. How did this make you feel? What are your fantasies? You can share them at arouser.com. It's free to try. That's spelled arouser.com. If you loved today's sex chat, follow Your Kinky Escape podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes every Thursday. See you soon.